Okay, upcoming show, San Antonio's probably sold out. There was one more. We might add a second show Sunday. That's nice. Bananas. So maybe not. You'll find, I don't know. Grand Rapids, that's pretty much sold out. There's a handful of left tickets left for Thursday. That's Ayahuasca. No tickets sold for that one. I'm looking at my calendar. It says healing. Hartford, New York is pretty close. All my shows are selling out, folks. Get your tickets now. I'm reading dates and they sold out. That's a beautiful feeling. I love it. Burbank, June 1st. Tempe, Arizona, June 13th, 14th, 15th. San Jose, June 19th. Richmond, Virginia, Virginia Beach, June 26th, 27th. I'm in Virginia. Spokane. And SLC just added. July 14th, Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm finally coming. Des Moines, Omaha, Portland, Tacoma, Hasbro Heights, Tampa, Orlando, Greensboro, Charlotte, Detroit still doesn't give me a ticket length. I'm sorry. Niles, Michigan, September 22nd. Fort Worth, Wichita Falls, Chicago, Kansas City, Little Rock, Sunnyvale. Wait, scratch that one. I don't know. Anyways, come to a show. Come to a city near you. Oh, the Crest. I've got Sacramento, December 21st. Ticket link coming soon. That just happened. The Crest Theater. I got a theater gig. Sacramento, where you at? Where you at? And tune into this one. It's good vibes. We're going through it, but we're growing. And I love you all. Much love. Who isn't sad? Craig's sad today. I ain't gonna tell you why. But no, I'm not sad. We're not starting. I'm a little sad. Got women's troubles. Hey, but on a bright note, check this shit out. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
This Hormos Rashidi's hat right here. Chris almost fell. By the way, Luis, my cat, sprayed shit on Chris again. She's done that to no one.
Three times to me.
It's something. It's your pussy. What is happening over there? Why is my cat spraying you?
And she loves me like no cat, like... My childhood cat loved me this much.
Yeah.
It's the last cat that ever gave me this much love and attention.
She sprayed you, bro.
My poor guy.
This guy puts up with everything. On a bright note, always, what are we grateful for? I'm grateful for my career. I'm grateful for my fans. I'm grateful for y'all. It's funny how like you could just be killing it in every capacity whatsoever, but still have like problems emotionally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you never know what someone's going through, even if they're winning. Yeah. Like even if you're worth $50 million, if your back hurts, you got spinal issues, you're still in, it doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter is what I'm getting at. You still got a problem. You got a cleft lip for a back. What's that called? Scoliosis. Scoliosis. I forgot a goddamn cleft lip for a back. Hey, same thing, right?
Yeah.
A deformity. Yeah, I guess that's, I don't know. I just was going through it. Blech. Anyways, the heart wants what the heart wants. Fuck love, dude. I hate that shit. It creeps out of nowhere. It's like, here you go. And I'm like, hey now, what's that? I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that. But what do we do? Okay, we could talk about that. What do you do when you're going through emotions? Fuck a Long Beach walks, say nature walks, save your damn life. Anytime I'm dealing with a death or something atrocious, I would take a Long Beach walk. And that person comes back from the dead. So weird. I'm just kidding. I got jokes, bitch. They're fucking dead. They ain't coming back. No, but they do in infinite spirit. Maybe he has a rock next time. One could hope. Let me be an amethyst. Come on, God. Somebody rub my booty. I'm an amethyst. What's it called? I want to come back as turquoise. Azul, azul. My only fear of death is reincarnation. That's Tupac lyric right there. Damn, for being a sad Sally, I'm still funny as fuck, huh? Fucking rub my rock booty, boy. Not you, sir. Okay. I am rambling today. Back to the list. So I did the Rec Room at Huntington Beach. It was sold out and it was really dope, but it was hysterical because it was the last night ever. Like they're bulldozing the entire complex and building condominiums. So nobody gave a fuck. So the rec room is at this place where it's like a glow-in-the-dark bowling alley, an arcade, a laser tag, you know? And it was a great club, but not, you know, when you're big, you don't want to go do the glow-in-the-dark bowling alley club. But I was happy to be there, and it was very serendipitous because it was the first club to ever headline me where I got to do an hour, and then I did their last show. But, like, it was a trip because you could have stole bowling balls, bro. No one gave a fuck. They're bulldozing it. No one gave a fuck. Like, people were ordering drinks. They're like, oh, we have a Southern Comfort. Like, can I have a water? No more water. So go. And it was fucking chaos, bro. Like, people were buying merch and shit after the show, meet and greet. And this one couple came up to me and they're like, yeah, the server gave our car to someone else and they left with it. And then we went to them and they're just like, it's my last day. Like, you just need to cancel it. That's it, lady. It's toast. You know what I mean? Imagine the last night. Who cares? We should have left firecrackers in there. Always with the firecrackers, Craig. You never grow out of it. I'm tired of being a child. I want to grow up. I'm sick of this shit. I've been making mistakes my whole life. Don't you get tired of it? You don't seem to make as many as me.
They're smaller.
These fucking lessons, bro. I'm sick of it. I'm done, God. I'm done learning no more. Fucking toast, bro. Give me some butter, God. How about that? How about that as a lesson? Give me some butter for my toast. That's a weird analogy. I don't know what that means. What else happened at the rec room? It was just dope. It was cool. It's weird to grow as a comic and then other comics look at you different. It feels funny to me because I'm like, I was over there too. It felt like yesterday. I'm getting recognized more and more and more. I got recognized at the sandwich shop. This guy was like, I seen you at the Laugh Factory. And then the next guy was like, I seen you make fun of those cam boys about your cousin's hoo-ha. And then they gave me some free chips. That's fantastic. When I was broke, they didn't give me nothing free. Now I got some Facebook Reels money and they give me potato chips for free. Lay's plain. I'm a plain pussy boy. Get that Cool Ranch out of here. Barbecue, no thank you. Give me plain old seed oil. I want a hemoglobin on my neck. Well, those called hematomas. Hemoglobin, hemoglobin. Who says? Jesus Christ, Craig. I got to study four scripts. I'm blessed to be in a commercial with Pete Holmes, and he gave me four scripts. And I was like, Pete, who? Do you know who I am? Four scripts? How about one? Two lines. I could do that. Real good. Multiple paragraphs? Dog, I gotta study.
How long do you have?
Tomorrow. I'll wait till the last minute. Come on, dog. What do you think? This is a game? I'll sleep on it. Wake up with it in my brain. That's how it works. I wish I tried that before. That's how desperate I am. I'm not gonna read it, but if I sleep on it, maybe. Maybe the words will go in my head. They don't. Just so you guys know, the woo-woo isn't all true. Some things are false. I feel weird with my cap forward.
I did, yeah. This is a new look.
You shut the hell up. I'm Craig Conant. Vote for me. No, I look like a baseball coach.
Yeah.
Slide. Is that what they do? I forgot. I played baseball my whole life. Did you see that? That means steal the base. But return it. Don't be a monster. Jesus Christ, I'm turning into a dad. All these dad jokes. Yep.
How's your son?
He's good. What are you doing, Chris?
Sorry.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was very sweet and amazing. I'm just a crazy man. I was like, let's get him. Let's scare him. No, he's so beautiful. We had Easter's. That was on the notes. Easter's with my son. My son's first Easter's. I was playing a Nacho Libre soundtrack. It was fantastic. All these eggs, all these kids. It was just family, good food, roast beef, prime rib. I said the wrong one. and mashed potatoes, asparagus. My cousins came down. My sister overdoes it. She had like 4,000 eggs. We were tired of hiding them. We were just throwing them in the grass. It's like, it was crazy. She overdoes it. In a good way. It's better to overdo it than underdo it. Thanks for taking me to the snow, Daddy. Never did. It's right there. Damn. Wow. And then, my boy is so cute. He has such blue eyes, too. He fills your cup. He scares me, though, till I was like, dude, I'm responsible for you. Give me a break. You know? You're like, sheesh, I gotta grow up. I think that's also why I'm sad. Like, I have to grow up now. This kid is making me grow up. No, he's just an angel. He's got these true blue eyes, but I just stare at him when I hold them, and I just smile, and my heart gets all full. And then I fart and ruin the moment. We're just searching for a laugh, everybody. Come on, I can't just be all sweetsies. No, it's good to be real. Helps the people. Anybody with a kid understands. And I was hanging with some homies at the comedy store last night. And it's just, once again, money's good to make money and to be older. Because if it was in my youth, I would. You know what I mean? I'm like, uh-oh, you're on your own, kid. Papa's in the dark. Papa's in the prison of Batman. Rise of Darkness, whatever the fuck that was called. What the fuck was that one called? You know, the cave where they have to jump the rope and the people are like, he.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, there you go. See? I'm a thinker. Yeah, that's a trip. Yeah, he's just so cute, dude. I can't wait to, like, do stuff, like teach him how to ride a bike and dig in the dirt, you know? I already been putting his face in there a little bit. Get the dirt. You think I'm wiping off passies? This is the difference between male and females. I dropped his passy at Easter dinner. There was dozens of witnesses. They were like, wash it off. And I just gave it to him. And you know, all the men laughed. Every single one of them. Every female went, no. And that's the difference. You guys are just nurturers, naturally. That's so funny. The guys are like, whatever. This fluoride in the water. So he got a little cat hair and God knows what. He's building them immunities. Herd immunity, son. Herd immunity. No, he's just so cute. Post a bunch of photos of him. We had some Polaroids. Yeah, baby mama finally got to see how my family gets down at parties. I was like, I told you. It's not till you experience it. We're like, damn, this is wild. And I was telling her the last birthday party I had was the one where my buddy got naked and peed on everybody and we had to hog tie him. And I hit him with the butt of a knife in his heart. The backside, everybody. He was getting crazy. And he was reaching for the buck knife, so I went, no! You know? Natural reaction. Crazy, crazy people. He's a good guy. Oh, yeah, this at the comedy store, I was, I should have took a picture of the damn lineup. Yeah, it was George Perez's birthday party. Fucking Be Real off Cypress Hill was there. I was chilling with him. He said, good set. I got a photo of Ann Corona took. It's coming my way, and I cannot wait. That's the first time where I'm like, come on, man. Give me the photo. Because I was going to do one with my iPhone, but he's a professional. So I was like, hey, man. It's funny because I seen him, we were just chilling, and I tried to get Van, I call him, like, hey, come to the green room, fucking Be Real. But there's no service at that damn comedy store. It's a vortex. And then he just popped up. I called him psychically. Thank you, God. He put some butter in his brain. No, I don't. That was a weird callback. It was a butter toast reference. Didn't make any sense to me either, folks. Anyways, yeah, and then he was just in there, and then I got one. Of course, George, it was his birthday, and he got one with the homies. And then all of a sudden, like, poor Be Real, everyone was like, hey, can I get one? He's used to it, though. We grew up on him. Eight to the motherfucking K, homeboy. Eight to the motherfucking K. I listened to Black Sunday every day before high school. I would listen to hits from the bong, and I would take a hit from the bong. And I was like, this guy gets it. This guy gets it. Oh, yeah, he was giving out. This is his company. He was giving out a little weed, a little rolling trays. Nice. I had to take one, nug, just one. I took two vapes, too. Gift for you. Gotta quit, man, but it's so good. This is the homie, homie's brand, too. That's amazing. E-Zone. This is his line of weed. I should probably look into that, but, you know, I'm trying to. Weed is. I'm always down with drugs that better you, not worsen you. What's going on with that chair? Did I break that chair?
No, the thing came out.
Oh. Because I wrote this down. Let me see. Those are old notes. That's what it was. Do the better yourself drugs. And that's what this is. Once again, be careful with your relationship with it. If it runs the show, it runs the show, but it is a little flower. And then, yeah, just mushrooms. I get it, man. Like in my head, I'm like, okay, you have to drink, right? So just eat these mushrooms every night. Switch the old switcheroo. And then you're not going to beat your wife anymore, you monster. Henry, stop hitting your wife. Eat the mushroom and hug her. Hug her. You know it's true. If there was an abusive alcoholic and you swapped his bottle of whiskey out for a bottle of mushrooms, he'd be gardening in 2 days. 2 days. I put my money on that. Ayahuasca, he would repent from his sins and apologize and give her everything he has. I was wrong. That's so crazy. Yeah. Alcohol is not a better. Cocaine is not a better yourself. Pills are not a better yourself. Yeah, I'm saying it. But this little mushroom is quite lovely. Just love and positivity and gardening. That's what it does. It just teeters you to light. Because there'll be some dark shit. And I'll just eat a couple of those and it's not so bad. I'm tired of fighting darkness too. It's like, what the fuck? Am I the only one? And they're like, no, it's most of us. Everyone has different levels of it. It's in my tummy and my pecker. Get out of me. Get it out. That's why I keep doing ayahuasca. Bleh. You just puke. You puke up the old trauma. Anyways, getting a little too much there. Yeah, just be real. Fucking George Perez's birthday show. Jesus Christ, that was magical. Easter's Comedy Store. Oh, I canceled on a show. It was like the third time, and then they made me feel bad. And yes, I'm an asshole for canceling 3 times in a row. But there's a reason to this, and I kept analyzing it because they said some snarky shit. And I know they were right, but also they don't get it. They don't get what it's like to be me. Basically, what I learned early on is comedy clubs trump all. Comedy Store, Laugh Factory, improv. So if I'm doing your backyard show and the Laugh Factory books me, hey, I'm sorry, bro. I'm going over here. It's called good problem. I got too many spots. And it only happens when the times are conflicting. It was like 2 to tango type of thing. Like the time said 7. So I thought it was 7. I was like, oh, let me go first. So like, actually, it starts at 8. My spot is at 8:20 at the Laugh Factory. How's that going to happen? I'm in Long Beach, too. So anyways, I cancel. I'm like, it's at the same time and I gotta go with the club. It's like a good problem. But then they're like, dude, like you've committed. And I'm like, yeah, but like wait till you're here. You don't understand until you're there. And you're like, oh, like I now completely understand why Bobby Lee is slow to get back to you or whatever. He's got 50 million things. Keep in mind, I love him, and I didn't mean to name him, but he's the man. He is slow to get back to you. He's a goddamn man. But it's like, dude, he has 4 million pots in the kitchen cooking. If you want to open for him, he doesn't respond. He forgot. Like, you don't understand the volume of hundreds of messages and emails, and I'm trying to keep up, and it's just me and you and Eric, and I just got to keep adding more. I have to add someone to run my merch. I'm so slow on these orders. I'm so sorry. They're coming, though. What had happened was I sold shit I didn't have in inventory, so you got to wait. It's coming. I'll mail it. I'll send a love you note. I'm sorry. Thank you. Bye-bye. And I got to hire somebody to do that now. It's not like all good problems, but when you're by yourself and you're building it up, you get overwhelmed and the stress just tears you up. You get anxiety. And then motherfuckers make you feel bad, and it's like, it is my fault, but it's also like not, you know? And that's all, just talking about life stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like, it is what it is, cowboy. These spots come in last minute. What, am I not going to take more money at a better venue? What do you want me to do? It's more money and it's the motherfucking Laugh Factory. It is what it is, playboy. And also, I apologize too. Like, I get it. Like, I hate if anybody came to that show and I wasn't there. And it was a pet show. It was a bunch of dogs. I don't want to get heckled by dogs. It was like a pet show or the Laugh Factory. Jeez, let me think. Let me think. I should have done my dog dormer bit. Oh. That's what I call good problems. Yeah. I guess trying not to complain, but you got to talk for an hour on a podcast. You better think of something. Everything's fine. And that's our show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's over now. Oh, yeah. Fuck it. I might even be moving out. Beef with the landlord. Shit is just happening. What's going on in the solar system? I'm done, bro. I'm so tired. My son's kicking my butt. The road's kicking my butt. I need a backy out of me.
The landlord didn't see the cat video, did he?
No. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Viral. So viral. So viral. I wasn't the one that burnt the spot, and I got millions and millions of views on that cat video of me hiding my cats from my landlord because it's a no pet building and I have four of them. Four. No, he actually caught wind because of the upstairs, and I'm not going to name names, but, and then we came clean, and then this middleman, new manager dude came in and was like, dude, leave him alone, and then he did, but he's like a child, and he got mad at it at a later date, even though he said, it's fine, don't worry. The law's also changing, so soon it'll be illegal for that to even go down, and it's just unfortunate. He yelled at like the neighbor lady and made her cry, and it made all of us just want to beat him up, you know? What you making the little lady cry for, you fucking cocksucker? Not that there's anything wrong with that. My six dicks, homie, don't want to offend him. He sucks six dicks. He's a cocksucker. That's what he called him, you know? Seis. Seis. Siete menos uno. Seis. I don't know what equal is in Espanol. Equal? Oh, man. I'm just so tired. I got to study these scripts, wipe my son's ass, do a show at the improv, go shoot these scripts, tell Pete, I'm sorry, man. It's so real hard to memorize this stuff. It's so hard. I slept on it, dude. Let me riff with you. Howdy, cowboy. My hair's dirty. Give me some shampoo. It's a shampoo commercial. I gotta read. Somebody's gotta read. Uh-oh. I don't want to. No, I will. Dude, it's so cool to be hired by your heroes. I got an audition tomorrow. I'm not supposed to say anything. I got a shoot and an audition, and all my shoulders are selling out. Oh my God. What? Cuckoo bananas. Keep moving forward, everybody. I cannot stress that enough. You never know when it's going to come. And sometimes it doesn't come, but still enjoy the journey. What happened there, Craig? Do, 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 do. When I get bigger, one of those music mans is going to catch all the little errors and make a song out of it. You know how they do that? Yeah. Any questions? I'm out. How long have we been rolling? It feels like an eternity.
About a half hour? That's no, 23 it. Minutes, sorry.
Oh, my God, people. I'm toast. Need a coffee break. I'm doing ayahuasca again. Jesus Christ. I'm going to take a week off afterwards. Don't worry. I just got to get some more shit out of me. I feel it. I feel me getting better and lighter, but it's still such hard work and a process. And when you come back from ayahuasca, you're kind of exposed like a raw nerve and you're still wounded. But once you heal from that, then you're stronger, you know? But it takes a while. I learned that over the last year. Bro, it's too hard. Come with me. Come on, man. I need backup. Devil is in my tummy. I don't know what it is, but whoo, scary. Fucking scary, dog. Those that have been there understand. You're like, mm-hmm. Did we talk about Luis spray shitting on you yet?
Yeah.
We already did that one. Oh, my up top. God. Up top. Oh, that's right. Right out the gate, I remember now. Well, we're just free flowing. I have two pears in my tummy and a big fart. That's a good night. I love pears so much. I'm a Bartlett guy. Dianju's all right. Kamichi's cool. No thank you, Bosque.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Bosque?
Yeah. A nice one's real ripe.
Okay, maybe.
Just falls apart.
Yeah, they're all right. I'm a Bartlett boy. Kamichi's good. Those Harry and David Kamichi's.
I don't know if I've ever had one of those.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself some Harry and David when you're rich or at Trader Joe's at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Because they're $10 there and they're like $40 online. What's the deal? It's a good deal. That's what it is. I just mean, how do they charge $40? It's the packaging. They wrap them in gold. I don't need the gold foil. I'll just take it for cheap. It's got skin on it. Everyone's always trying to wrap you put skin on the skin. What for? That's how I got my son. No rap. Stop it. You knock it off. What a lunatic. I'm at war with myself all day, every day. You know this, right? You know how hard it is to be in my head, dude? I'm fucking ka, ka, ka. Just got devil or angel just fighting my whole fucking life. And I'm so tired of it. I'm so sick of it. I'm going to take a hero dose soon. I can't take this shit. I'm going to eat a quarter, go swim with some dolphins, hope one of them rapes me. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. That was dark. That was too far, Craig. We search for punchlines here. That's what we do. That's why you guys pay me $6 for this. Craig said something bad about the dolphins. Yeah, well, I heard on the TV they did that. It's weird. They're the only animal that has that. Isn't that funny? Okay. Let's go back. Rewind. We're doing great. We're doing great. I'm hanging on by a thread, bro. I'm fucking tightroping it. Who knew raising a child is hard? Did you know this?
I'd heard.
Holy shit, my poor baby mama. She gets most of it, too. I'm fucking there. We'll have her on the pod. I'll have her tell you that I'm there. I already said that, but I show up every day, and it's worth it, and I love it, and it's fulfilling, but it's just like a mountain. I'm climbing like 3 mountains. I'm lazy, bro. I barely want to climb a hill. I don't want to climb a hill, and I got 3 mountains. They just keep stacking up. Oh, fuck these mountains. I'm moving to the Great Plains. Give me a plateau. I know why the flat earthers exist now. No mountains. Flat. Give me a flat earth, a flat ass. I'll give up big booties. I don't give a shit. Just give me peace and tranquility. I need some harmony in my soul. We're wildling. Yep. Well, I gotta go, folks. I gotta study 4 scripts. 4. Look at that. You see that?
Those are thick, too. Each one is like a couple pages. How long is this commercial?
Too long, apparently. No, they're gonna be quick little snippets.
Okay, yeah.
I just need to know the gist of it. I hope there's improv. I hope there's improv, Pete, because you don't know who you just booked. Man, I've told this story before, but it's so funny. I was in acting class, and I was a serious scene, like a dramatic scene, and they're like, come on, like, get angry, do this, do that. And I was killing, bro. I was murdering. Everyone was dying. Like, and I was trying so hard to be serious and dramatic, like my lip would quiver. Like, I guess, so, and I'd grunt and shit. I'm grunting. Not intentionally. Do you understand? It's Greg, stop grunting. Why are you grunting? And the teacher said, you're doing everything wrong, but I don't want to change you. I don't want to fix you. I said, that's right. No, I was just, what a kook. What a kook. I'm going to start studying acting. I could book so much shit. I got to get into this shit. We start today inside the Actors Studio with James Lipton. Here, I'm shampoo guy. And then greasy guy, and then stinky guy. What are you trying to say, Pete? It's like, I wrote you a part. You're the greasy guy. Hilarious. Oh, greasy hair, sorry. I love it. So those will be fun. Shoot opportunities. No, I'm going to get to work. I'm going to study all that. Thank God he's a hero I love and look up to, because I am going to do my homework. If it was like a Microsoft Bing, shoot, I ain't going to. Fuck you, Bill Gates, and your bugs. I'll take your check, though. Yeah.
At least you don't have poison oak this time.
Oh, yeah. Poison oak on my balls, thigh, shin, arm, neck, little piece of my face. My booty hurt when I sat on the toilet. Shin bones. Looked like bloody pussy lacerations. I'm tired of my stories. I'm done with my stories. Oh God. When I stack them all up, I get like a weird feeling in my tummy. And I go, oh, Craig, you know? What? I'm retiring. I gotta go to a cave, bro. I'm gonna be a monk. They'll kick me out. Are you kidding me? This monk won't shut the fuck up. He's always talking to his shoulders, going, do it, don't do it. Have you ever seen Kung Pao Enter the Fist?
It's been a long time, but yeah.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. No, what's the one where he masters it and he beats the tin can up? Hang on. Kung Fu.
Not Kung Fu Hustle?
Kung Fu Hustle.
Okay, yeah.
That's the one. Kung Pao Enter the Fist is too weird.
Yeah.
That one's too weird. If you ever watch that entire movie, by the end of it, you're like, what the fuck just happened? There is a few moments that are absolutely amazing. The cow fight. And the wee, 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 wee. And then that's probably it. That's all I can remember. But that cow fight's pretty good. That movie was weird. I watched the whole thing one time and I was kind of angry. I was like,
that guy only makes weird movies.
What's his other movies?
There's one called High Strung where he just rants at the camera about how he wishes he was dead. And then at the end, Jim Carrey shows up and he's the devil.
Mm.
And he takes him to hell. Mm. But it's like literally an hour of him just looking at the camera, walking around his apartment, talking about how everything sucks and he wishes he was dead.
I mean, I get it, man. It's crazy to be so happy and overwhelmed at the same time. That was a joke, folks. And not the happy part, the wanting to die part. No, I don't want to die. I'm living my dream, and I've been extremely happy lately. It's unreal, the amount of joy from my son and my career blossoming. It's just overwhelming. You know, you just take a, it's like, damn. What's fucked up is it's just a game, and you put pressure on yourself for no reason. Yeah.
Yeah, they say in like Buddhist stuff, they talk about how like even bliss can get like too much, or like you get,
yeah,
you can't exist in that state at all times because it would be too intense.
Yeah. And you need the yin and the yang, you know? Otherwise, they don't exist. I seen Alan Watts talk about it in depth. I can't regurgitate one bit of it, but I went, mm-hmm, I like it. That checks out. It makes sense. If it's all white, no, you know, there's no contrast. There's no ups and downs. If it's all happy, then how do you even know what bad is? Or, you know, it's like, I understand it, even though I don't know how to explain it. Been praying. That helps. I'll be praying. Do you pray?
Not exactly.
Do you say, like, I am grateful for stuff? Because that's praying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When like, it's not so formal, I don't think.
Oh, bro, come on, dog.
Well, I just mean, I guess I don't compartmentalize it to where I'm going to, like, now I'm going to be grateful. But
yeah,
when I do get grateful, or when I get down, I try to go to that. What am I grateful for?
Yeah.
I do this thing, it's called releasing, where you like, you think about a problem you have, and then you welcome the fact that it exists, and you ask yourself if you can stop trying to, like, wanting to change it.
Yeah.
And then, because wanting to change something is like, makes it real, and you feel like you don't have everything, but yeah, if you can let go of the wanting to change it, then it kind of just dissipates on its own.
You know, that makes sense. I like that. Yeah.
Like that what you resist persists type thing.
Let go. I've lived it, and I still don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to, like,
I've lived it, and I still fight it every day. And I've noticed when I do let it go, it comes. And yet here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a wild ride. What is this life shit? This is the longest game I've ever played in my life. It's this is crazy.
There's another, yeah, Buddhist thing where they say the joy is in the returning. So like you fall down, you forget to let go, and then when you remember, just you go back to that peaceful place, but you won't stay there, and you'll get dragged back down, and then the joy is in the returning when you go, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like
that the cycle.
Ups and downs, yeah.
Ups and downs, ups and downs. Yeah, I like a lot of that Buddhist Taoist stuff. That reincarnation, and we come back a million times, and we've been blades of grass. And I didn't really think too much about it until ayahuasca, and yeah, I turned into a blade of grass, and I went, uh-huh, grasshopper.
Yeah, when I took that big mushroom dose, I saw the clock on the wall, like, it came out of the wall as, like, a spiral, and as, like, the clock would go around, you could see like, oh, every time it hits noon again, it's not the same noon, it's another noon. Like, even though it spins in a circle, it's also constantly progressing.
Yeah, it's never the same noon. Enjoy every sandwich.
It's true.
Enjoy every sandwich. I got some Jersey Mike's in the fridge. I'm gonna tear that shit up. Jersey Mike's is the last quality sandwich chain that doesn't make you feel like a dumpster fire after that. How do they all get ruined? What the hell, man? I know how. Jared. Jared, you old cocksucker, you motherfucker. Land of the pedophiles, bro. God damn, what is happening out there? Diddy, everything. 50 Cent should be president.
Yeah.
This guy's great. This guy is just relentless. Did you see, did I share the post? I know I shared some stuff. I don't believe I shared this. 50 Cent did a post of his ex, his baby mama, came out and said P. Diddy paid her to be a sex slave.
Yeah.
I talked about that?
No, I saw that.
Oh, you saw that? Though. And then 50 Cent posted about his baby mama. I see you in court over the custody of our child, you sex worker. That's crazy. That's some gangster shit. Even me, I'm like, 50? Like, damn.
I heard he'll pay money for like video evidence of everything. Oh, yeah. P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just probably going to turn around and post
sell it. Yeah, post it, yeah, sell just... it. That guy is wilding. I love it. I love it. Damn. Yeah, Oprah's under eyes now because she's been friends with like 5 pedophiles and rapers. They're like, oh, you got a real weird circle over there. Some odd friends.
And now she's like pushing Ozempic and Weight Watchers as like a consultant.
Yeah. I used to love her. Times change, huh? She was in Hawaii where all those people burned and she just said, I'm getting them toothpaste. How about a home, bitch? How about a fucking house? You have the resources. Anyway, too dark. Fuck. Yeah, shout out to all people who's going through it, struggling times. I know it's hard out there. Good luck. You know what to do. Eat mushrooms, pray, go to the beach, nature walks. And good luck to you. Good luck to you in your ventures. Search for light. It's all around you. It's in your soul. You just gotta shake off the caca. I really believe all that shit now. We're all born with the gift. Even though I say it like this. Like, wait. Somebody's singing right now? What the fuck is that?
I couldn't tell if it was a siren or a cat.
I got all my cats in. We're good.
Okay, good.
I don't remember what I was talking about.
Shit, you believe in shaking the caca off your soul?
Oh, yes, that's right. No, I really believe all the cheesy shit I used to make fun of, like we're all born with a gift. If we pursue that gift and stay with it long enough and have faith, something will happen. Denzel talks about it all the time in a much more eloquent mic drop kind of way. I think that's where I downloaded this information. He's like, it's up to you to share your gift and then give it back, like help others. And that's why I just absolutely love him. And it's hard to find it, though. I'm very lucky I found mine. But it doesn't have to be as like crazy as everyone thinks. You know, I think a gift can be as simple as crocheting coasters. Like, I don't think it's as big and grandiose. I'm just a knucklehead comedian, you know. But that's like, you don't have to be in Hollywood. It could be anything. Fucking gardener. You know, and I believe when you start putting your foot forward towards that shit, stuff happens where it's like it shows you you're going the right way. Cause I wanted to do stand up, but I was bugged to do it. The coworker Brian Granger probably saved my life. He's like, dude, you're fucking nuts. You gotta come do these open mics with me. I was like, I will, but let me go do this coke real quick. And then I got arrested, and then I did it. And then even I killed my first time, and I still was terrified. I took 10 months off, and then a show just landed in my lap, a real estate show. This guy wanted to do a comedy show for real estate. And they're like, he asked his realtor buddy, this guy I used to sell weed to and buy weed from. It, you know, long, long friendship. The tables turned. And he's like, oh, Craig did stand up once. That's how nobody knew nothing. And then I did it 10 months later for the second time at Bruno's bar and restaurant in Gardena in the hood where like G13 and like some other gangs beef and shit. There's always some gangsters in the lot. You're like, Anyways, it's always cool when a restaurant has to have armed security. Gangsters, man. And yeah, 10 months, you know what I mean? For that, that's wild, right? People hounding and hounding for shows, and I did it once, and they're like, you want another one? I'm like, bleh. Yeah, yeah. And I did it, and I ripped again, and I still didn't go back for like 6 months. I had to do the improv and sketch at the Second City in UCB and IOS, rest in peace. Yeah, that's just wild. And then people just kept saying, you got to go do that. And then I did. And here we are, baby. Here we are in a corduroy hat. No big deal. Just a corduroy motherfucking hat, pimping. And some, what's this made out of, yeast or something? What's that called? Alpaca wool? I'll be pounding on my heart, too. Yes.
Yeah, you still do your Qigong before you go up on stage?
Oh, yeah, every time. And I stretch and do power stances. I stretch and I do power stances. And I do Qigong where I hop up and down and wiggle my shoulders. And I usually start giggling, and so do other comics. It's like, this fucking guy, dude. I'm like, it works. If anything, it gets the energy moving. I like to go on stage and get it, you know? I came up with Eric Myers, RIP, my brother. And he just get up there and just slaughter. It's a good training. I love it. Because some people pussyfoot around. But some of that's fine and it's genius. Nobody's having a problem with Patrice O'Neal pussyfooting. That's a genius. And then there's other pussyfooters where you're like, get to it. Brian Simpson is a G. He's a pussyfooter, but in the genius category. Oh, I need to watch his special still, damn it. Yeah, check out Brian Simpson's special. I've been meaning to watch it. But yeah, I got a kid, doc. It's fucking busy. And yeah, he's just a young goat right there. Guy's a genius. He's got all those smart, beautiful bits. Real slow with the two. Real conversational. Fucking dope. I love that shit. That's the beautiful thing about stand-up. There's a million different styles, and you can like them all. And everyone's always like, oh, you gotta... Who cares, man? You can enjoy Chappelle and Seinfeld. Completely different. And on the list goes. Yeah, but B. Simpson, that's the motherfucking man. I started with him in San Diego. We'd headline this shitty club down there. I mean, I'm kidding. I love it. Oh, speaking of which, both shows San Diego are sold out. That's wild. San Antonio sold out. Grand Rapids sold out. Santa Ana, Pueblo, Albuquerque. She just rolled Albuquerque. The early shows are sold out. Late shows, not so much. It's New Mexico. Do they have that many people? I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I love you. Yeah, Netflix is a joke. Show sold out. Asked for the bigger room and a second one. And they're like, nope. I was like, come on. I sold out like 3 months in advance. Ding. Oh, shit. Oh, no worries. Sorry, it's Booker Comedy Club. More good problems. Sorry. Oh, we keep it in. Thank you for booking me to begin with, and I'm out of town this weekend. I'm back next Tuesday, Wednesday. I didn't hit the voice button. Shit. Thank you so much for booking me to begin with. I'm out of town this weekend, but I am in town this upcoming Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Whoops. Whoopsie daisy. All right, Sin. Oops, I put two Tuesdays. I said Tuesday twice. That's sin.
Have you been eating your colors?
Colors. Yeah, dog. What do you think? I'm on two today. I was sad. Come on, dog. Are you kidding me? This is an addict. I'm a fucking drug addict, dog. I got this hunger and it never shuts up. That's what I'm mad at. Stop it. Go away. That's how I think about my addictions and shit. I'm sorry I'm doing text, but it's the booker of the improv, and I love her, and I love spots. Spots and the clubs are my favorite. Sorry I canceled on your dog show. Fucking cocksucker. Woof, woof. Might have got some good clips, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I should have canceled on Laugh Factory and got clips of, oh, is that Craig or the German Shepherd? I'm selling Dog the Wormer after the show. 2 for $50. Get your Dog the Wormer. Finbendazole, Safeguard. Looks like Coke, but it's not. It's a drug that betters yourself. I point down here. Yeah. Yeah. You ready to leave Trader Joe's? You ready to come on the road with me? It's looking like next year, cowboy. Theater gigs?
Yeah.
Theaters? Come on, dog. You could snuggle Eric Friedman, get real close. You could be the little spoon. Nah, you don't have to.
Do we have to fly Boeing?
I don't give a shit. Did you hear this whole hour? Fly to heaven. My responsibilities are done. Thank you, Boeing. No more mountains. Yeah, right. They send you right back. You got to do it again. Oh, no. I'm trying to beat the game right here. Yeah, I don't look into that.
Better not to know.
Yeah, what am I?
But yeah, like next year, international tour, is that?
Oh, yeah.
Popping off?
Australia, 2025. I know what year it is. I had to look at the calendar real quick. I'm coming to Australia. Oh, yeah, I just got the dates. Did I? The ticket leaking out. Nah, why? What happened? Sir, why did I turn Asian? That sounded bad. Watch this. I'm coming to Australia. March 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. Perth. Brie. What's Brie? Brisbane? Brisbane. That sounds like some Australian.
Sounds right.
I got some geography. You think I don't know stuff? Because it just said B-R-I. It could have been Brie the cheese. Sydney and Melbourne. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Friday's a travel day. Sunday. Wow, I'm going to Australia with my comedy. That's crazy. I do not have the ticket links. We literally just booked this, and it's next year. But there you go, Australia. You've been hitting me up. You've been hitting me up, and now I'm coming. That's amazing. There's something about going somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
Mr. International, move over, Pitbull. Move over. I love Pitbull. I respect the fuck out of him. He's the man. Talk about hustler. Talk about a light shining, you know? He talks shit about the feds, the CDC, all of them. He goes, I see a fucker. I don't know how he sounds. So I come from communist country. Whoa. No, that sounds fucked up. I'm just bad at accents. But he's the man and he speaks truth and I love him. I'm sorry about that accent, Pitbull. I don't think you'll ever see this clip. Yeah, I need more colors. Give me some more colors. I just gotta go in that sunshine.
Yeah, it's a really nice day.
It's so beautiful. Oh, I got my car washed. That feels good. It's filthy. When in doubt, clean it out. When in doubt, put a Q-tip in your pee hole. Dude, Fu Manchu whiskers on the Packerhead is the funniest thing I have ever said in my life. And nobody thinks so. I'm the only one. It will make 99 out of 100 cringe, but the one guy I get, he'll go, gah! You know? Fu Manchu reminds me of Kill Bill. You know? I have to study now. I have to study my scripts. Well, everybody, this has been a free flow of consciousness. Yeah, it was good. Just a little emotional at the moment. Not too bad. Just a lot going on. Just a lot of life. It's a lot to handle. But Papa didn't raise no bitch, and we're gonna face it. We're gonna walk right into it, and we're gonna learn from our mistakes, and we're gonna grow. We're gonna finally grow up at 40, turning 40. Time to grow up. I don't fucking want to. That's what I've been doing. No, you gotta evolve or disappear, as someone said. Tupac did on the hoodie. Was saying. Oh yeah, be real. I already said that, but damn, last night was dope. We ain't going up like that. We ain't going up. My favorite is Black Sunday interlude. That shit slaps. I would listen to that on repeat, super high volume, to get ready for Trader Joe's, like early shift, 6 a.m. I would play that or Dr. Octagon, real raw. I'd be like, and get dark. Okay. Yeah. And I drink cold brew. They make me clean the fucking toilets. Me and a, you know who. Always us. We did a good job. No one had any fucking work ethic. Not no one. You're pretty good. But you know those guys that just.
Yeah.
They didn't wipe the toilet down. Remember the guy that kept clogging the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
And then I yelled at him. And then we had to have a sit down with the manager.
Yeah.
And he said, Craig, you can't yell at you know who for clogging the toilet. Well, you did. Well, he did. Imagine that. I mean, having to sit down. I'm so nuts. That was a huge boxer. He could have murdered me. And I was like, fuck you, you fucking shit ass. Just talking shit. This guy's like Rocky. He could have killed me any moment. And I'll just fight. I would have. Was it been down? I would have died. I would have died, but I would have took my lick. Kah. Well, I knew that was coming. You know, boom. He's a fucking boxer, 200 pounds. I'm 150 going, you fucking clogged the toilet. You know? Just cussing him out. I'm going to cuss out my landlord soon. I feel it. The shoulder's winning. The devil's winning. Sweet tooth, hold your tongue. He's made a lady cry. I just realized somebody asked me if I was into vengeance, and I was analyzing myself, and I was like, no, I'm into justice. Even if it's myself, because it's the only thing that ever changed me. Pay the piper, you know. I don't love vengeance. Unless it's like, oh, he stole from me. All right, fucking steal back. You know. Oh, actually, Cypress Hill has that on Black Sunday. What go around, come around, kid. Jack me and I'll jack you back. It's not right. Eye for an eye for the whole world's blind, but someone's jacking you, you're going to want to jack them. For every action, there's an equal or lesser reaction. Sounds fair to me. You do something bad, take a limb. Crime would go down. real bad, you know? The bad ones, the real ones. The murder and the dolphin stuff, you know? That's when you go, ping, ping. I'm down with that. I'm just like my dad. Shoot him. Shoot him. Shoot him. They're graffitiing. Shoot him. No, not that. That's a ticket. That's fair. It depends on the graffiti. Is it pretty? Leave it alone. Is that ugly? Give him a ticket. Give him a ticket. Don't shoot him. Murder over there? Shoot him. Shoot him. That seems fair. Okay. All right. What a crazy man I am. I'm done. Go to the beach, Craig. I love you all. I truly do. You're showing up. It's all happening. It feels absolutely surreal. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for my fans, my family, my son, my everything. It's all love. And the sooner we recognize that, that's when the pressure relieves. As soon as I said it's all love, I've just felt the lift. A little lift on the shoulders there. It's all love, baby. Remember that. Listen to Tupac, because he's the shit. And yeah. That's it, folks. I'm pooped. And I love you all. Good night.